Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Strategy Legacy, How to Future-Proof a Business and Leave Your Mark, by Alex Brookman. Narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Introduction. Why I wrote this, and whom is it for? One morning, one of the richest business people of his time opens the newspaper, shocked to read about his own death. While it was his brother who died, the reporter falsely wrote the obituary about him. The headline calls attention. The merchant of death is dead. The obituary shatters his self-image of being a benefactor for humankind. The businessman is successful by many people's standards, especially from a financial standpoint. But now he realizes he has not lived a life of significance. He decides to work toward a legacy he can be proud of and sets a powerful will in motion. What is the living legacy you are building? Does success or significance guide the way you lead? How do you want to be remembered when you move on to your next adventure? You will leave a legacy, whether you want to or not. Legacy is like culture. Every person and every organization has one. It is consciously honed over time into a secret sauce that distinguishes you from competitors. It may even come to life subconsciously or by accident. Maybe it falls somewhere in between. Leaders and entrepreneurs have a threefold responsibility, including the people they lead, the organization they represent, and society. I call this the legacy trident. A living legacy can reflect all three perspectives simultaneously. You might be an incredible talent developer and lead with a positive legacy. However, senior management might only see that you've repeatedly missed performance targets, forming a negative reputation. Finally, society might see your organization as a destroyer of nature rather than a company mining for precious metals. Your focus in these three areas may vary. Some might care more about their legacy, while others focus on the bigger picture of the business they're leading. The first spike of the legacy trident is your legacy as a leader. Building a positive legacy first requires self-reflection to achieve self-awareness and to overcome blind spots, ego, and biases. Developing a crystal-clear moral compass guides our decision-making based on ethical grounds. Once our moral compass is in place, we can bring it to work. Let's be human. By benchmarking business-related decisions against our ethical system, we start building toward a better legacy. Naturally, people perceive leaders as inspirational and influential if they follow a clear set of values. As a result, they follow your example and make better decisions themselves. To positively impact others, you must start by looking internally, and it will stem from there. The second tip of the trident represents your legacy as a creator of culture for your organization. By emulating your behaviors, those around you become multipliers of your legacy, creating a ripple effect throughout an organization and spilling over into their personal lives. Shaping a more conscious culture is an essential contribution to your organization. You have a choice. Live up to your moral obligation and take care of those you lead. Coach them, mentor them, and help them become the best version of themselves. Even if your organization's incentive structure rewards financial performance over developing people or leading based on a moral compass, you can still choose to change structures, remove barriers, and build a people-centric legacy. Push the first domino to create a beautiful chain reaction. The third spike of the legacy trident is the legacy a business leaves by making the world a better place. If this sounds too grand, think of community instead of world to become a true force for change. We must overcome old paradigms like shareholder value and establish a socially and environmentally responsible organizational concept. Leaders must harness the power of organizational identity to build better businesses and create a more equitable world. If you take stock right now, what's the living legacy you are building? Is it a positive one, or a legacy you'd rather escape? Shocked by his obituary, the businessman from the beginning of our story was jolted into action. When he died, 8 years later, he left his fortune to a fund that rewards the people who have conferred the greatest benefit to humankind in the previous year. By now, you have probably figured out who that man was. Alfred Nobel, the inventor of nitroglycerin and dynamite, who became the founder of the Nobel Prize. To this day, Nobel laureates receive awards financed by the interest of Alfred Nobel's fortune. A truly remarkable turnaround into a legacy that continues to do good long after his passing. For many of us, care for the future is the driving force behind taking charge and shaping the way forward. Caring is about making conscious, clear decisions and about defining direction. For businesses, clarity and direction are often associated with terms like purpose, vision, or strategy. I first got in touch with these terms in business school and did not find the subject of strategy very appealing, to say the least. In the setting where I was learning it, the subject lacked relevance because it had no visible connection to my pre-university career as a content creator in the media industry. I couldn't see it back then, but strategy has since become the biggest passion in my career. My own life reflects the power of strategy. I grew up in the 1980s and early 1990s in a small rural village in Germany, and I never felt that I fit in. As long as I remember, I wanted to escape what I perceived as a change-averse environment, which was stifling my creativity and personal expression. But I didn't know how to do it outside of my imagination. I didn't have a well-planned strategy in place. Pursuing my dreams, I searched for ways to become who I aspired to be. At the age of 23, I realized I was hitting a glass ceiling in my career development and decided to go back to the drawing board. In hindsight, this was the moment I became strategic about my life. I had developed a clear picture of how I wanted my life to look. I knew I had to prioritize a few things in life above everything else. I decided to return to school full-time, earning the credentials needed to enter university. When it was time to choose a discipline, I decided against subjects I first felt were obvious choices. I didn't ask myself where my passion lied, but which domain would provide the most diverse opportunities for my work life. Willing to pick a field of study I initially didn't connect with emotionally, I chose general management. I chewed my way through a mountain of dry matter, knowing that I'd rather suffer through a few years and enjoy decades of fulfilling work later. In the end, it paid off. After graduating from the European Business School, strategy became my one true passion in business and life. The idea for this book came in the aftermath of what I call a self-induced external shock. When my spouse and I decided to relocate from Germany to Canada, the excitement dragged with it an unanticipated aftertaste. I felt strangely guilty about leaving my clients in Europe behind, even if I was moving closer to those in North America. I started talking about this feeling, and a friend joked, "Maybe you want to thank your clients and hand them a nice farewell present?" We had a hearty laugh, as if it was so simple. In the back of my head, the idea of a present developed further. Ultimately, I concluded that my experience designing and implementing organizational identity would be worth sharing. This book is for those who want to improve lives and build toward a better future, whether you are a corporate leader, an entrepreneur, or a startup founder. I want to inspire you to make strategy and organizational identity your thing. I have embedded the topic of strategy in a framework I'll soon introduce to you as the 9 elements of organizational identity. You will discover the hidden power of strategy beyond the context of profit maximization and in the light of people, impact, values, and strategic capability building. The 9 elements of organizational identity is not a shiny new strategy tool or the latest theory. This book was written by a practitioner for practitioners. Anchored in countless projects, forged in the trenches of business reality, I developed, tested, and enhanced this framework over almost 2 decades with large and small businesses globally. These companies are among some of the most successful in their fields. In other words, it works and delivers results. After listening to this book, you will be able to properly run a strategy and identity process, leading to more clarity and direction than ever before. You will know which desirable factors to focus on, which unwanted side effects to avoid, and how to anchor strategy and identity in your business to make them stick. A true legacy. Per definition, this book is a work in progress, and I don't have all the answers. Still, as I'm striving for excellence, not perfection, I want to share what I've found up until now. My goal is to help you take action by decoupling the topic of strategy from boardrooms and the metaphorical ivory towers of corporate functions. I would like to entice you to approach strategy by combining commercial and cultural aspects, and I invite you to put strategy at the heart of your organization's identity. We will talk about why, unfortunately, no one cares about your purpose as much as you do, and how creating tangible impact helps you build a legacy. You will embrace JOMO, abundance, growth, and speed as the optimal mindsets of strategic leaders. You will learn a lesson from my former football coach that hopefully inspires you to turn strategy into everyone's business. You will discover 6 critical skills that you will stop calling soft. And finally, you will explore what architecture indicates about avoiding the symphony of destruction and building a support structure to deflect a wrecking ball from knocking down your business. I will help you simultaneously understand strategy as a driver of corporate culture and commercial success. A people-centric strategy becomes your vehicle to deliver identity and culture, resulting in lasting success for your organization. Strategy empowers. It is a set of key priorities that form a framework for decision-making. When an opportunity presents itself, we benchmark it against that framework. We make intentional choices that propel us closer to the desired future. We say yes to things that support our dreams. We stop caring about other businesses' tactics. We start distinguishing shiny objects from real opportunities, fake from value, and stop hustling without direction. A strategy allows us to lead the life we want. As a result, our actions become focused and aligned with our values. We start building toward a legacy that inspires ourselves and those around us. Part 1. Understanding Identity and the Central Role of Strategy. Chapter 1. Making New Friends, the 9 Elements of Organizational Identity. Chapter 2. No One Cares About Purpose, Creating Impact and a Living Legacy. Chapter 3. What's for Breakfast? strategy, and culture. Serial entrepreneur Sir Richard Branson famously said about business, "Screw it, just do it and get on and try it." Branson certainly has made some significant business decisions in his life. However, I suggest that a screw it, just do it attitude is the opposite of having a solid strategy. Every corporate leader, entrepreneur, and business owner must face the topic of strategy at some point. It's what an organization expects from a leader. Great leaders recognize the potential of strategy processes and see that they hold the power to create more than just strategy. It is the best opportunity to rally an organization around an identity beyond its commercial feature. If you've ever been involved in building a strategy, you have likely experienced how resource-consuming such a process can be. A strategy process often involves a significant number of contributors, requiring additional work from those in an organization already at max capacity. Ask yourself how often you should approach these individuals with some sort of on-top or side gig before they become annoyed or unwilling to support these efforts. You want to involve your people as much as possible and as carefully as possible simultaneously. Therefore, a strategy process is the best opportunity for leaders to define all elements of organizational identity in one relentless effort, not just the strategy piece. In the first part of this book, I will introduce organizational identity based on my experience from over 20 years in the corporate and consulting world. I blend real-life examples and academic research into an actionable framework called the 9 Elements of Organizational Identity. It will be your guide to identity design and execution, holistically and sustainably. These 9 elements will help remove any dangerously narrow and short-term thinking from your business approach. As a result, you can create a business strategy anchored in your organization's culture and translate it into a clear implementation path. Chapter 1. Making New Friends. The 9 Elements of Organizational Identity. A company's identity encapsulates what it takes to build a fully aligned and high-performing organization. This alignment brings clarity and synchronizes your organization to enable everyone to focus in the same direction. Imagine the speed and impact your organization could have if you reached this level of clarity. But why would an organization need an identity in the first place? I suggest the number of people searching for meaning, impact, and belonging has never been higher than today. There is a drive to seek out identity more extremely than before. We join monks for meditation, go on long pilgrimages to reconnect with body and soul, and try to live a more grounded life. Some of us desperately try to liberate ourselves from the never-ending rat race for more money, status, and mind-numbing consumerism. I have witnessed businesses become more than transactional partners for money and status. These organizations are great places to work, where individuals are valued for their contributions. Companies have the power to provide meaning and a sense of belonging to their employees, yet many are simply not leveraging this opportunity. The term corporate citizenship comes to mind, referring to an organization's role in the broader community, acting responsibly, and propelling society, rather than just increasing shareholder value. Once we explore profound questions about our existence, these thoughts stick like chewing gum on sneaker soles. Searching for answers, people crave new kinds of incentives, benefits, and motivations from their workplaces. Organizations answer by providing more purposeful work and changing their leadership culture away from commanding top-down. I dare to say that the Great Resignation of 2022 was just the beginning. businesses need to prepare themselves for the storm that will sweep talent either into or out of organizations, depending on whether they can provide meaning and belonging. Leaders should embrace the power of organizational identity to create places of work that deliver value beyond money. The 9 elements of organizational identity are structured in 3 circles. The inner circle of impact, mission, and principles forms the foundation of who you are as a business. What do you do and for whom? Why are you doing it? And what is the tangible impact you create? Which values guide your actions? The middle circle is the strategic core of your identity. What will your business look like in a few years from now? What are your strategic priorities to achieve that vision? What are the key goals you will reach? The outer circle enables your organization to put strategy into action and live up to your identity. What do we need to learn? How do we enable and empower action? How do we anchor transformation? These broad terms and words may at first beg many questions, which I hope to answer by the end of this book. Some of these elements are particularly tangible, and they may exist in your organization already, perhaps management systems, for example. You may have encountered some of them in your career, like mission and principles. Other elements, such as impact, might be less commonly in place. You might already be familiar with organizational identity as a field of study within the discipline of organizational theory. Academic theorists suggest that it could take years for organizations to see the results of their efforts. I will not discuss academic theory as such in this book. Neither will I link my framework to organizational theory. The 9 elements of organizational identity is a practical framework grounded in projects I have completed with clients. The approach described in this book will help you re-rail your organization on a path that yields results within a significantly shorter time than theorists might suggest. Let's explore the 9 elements. Impact is the change you want to create based on your purpose, your reason to exist as an organization. Function. It creates orientation, credibility, and legitimization. Characteristics. It is tangible and turns your intention, purpose, into visible results. The first element of identity is impact. It translates purpose into action and fuels your fire. Impact and purpose motivate employees and other stakeholders to perform at their best daily. Their focus is less on financial success and more on building a business and life of significance. The purpose is the reason an organization matters, and it should go beyond money, status, or other transactional factors. It should be more than increasing the wealth of shareholders or paying salaries to employees. The impact is your visible contribution to society, for example, preserving nature. Impact and purpose address a good cause and are grand and idealistic. It is no wonder that not-for-profit organizations, NPOs, often have the most potent and powerful purpose statements, often closely linked to their visible impact. Environment protection organizations. To protect wildlife and preserve natural resources and habitat. Food banks and hunger relief charities. To collect and distribute food, helping people struggling with hunger. UNHCR, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. To safeguard the rights and well-being of refugees. Organizations must take accountability for their intentions and translate purpose into impact. For this reason, I have labeled this element impact instead of purpose. Principles are underlying values and behavioral guidelines. Function. They provide a framework for collaboration and behaviors. Characteristics. They are non-negotiable and universally valid within an organization. With the desired impact in place, organizations can inform their principles, the second element of identity. Principles are a set of non-negotiable values that guide desired behaviors, universally valid for every individual in an organization. They are an essential building block of an organization's desired culture. A great example of values brought to life is the American outdoor apparel and gear company Patagonia. Their four core values follow one theme: protecting the planet. Build the best product. Their focus is on function, repairability, and durability. The longer a product lasts, the better for the planet. Cause no unnecessary harm. They recognize that operating a business is causing an ecological footprint, and they are working to reduce it. Use business to protect nature. Patagonia, as a business, is dedicated to protecting the planet. Not bound by convention. The company is constantly searching for new ways to do things, both operationally and strategically. Over the decades, Patagonia has reached a reputation for putting its money where its mouth is. They have pledged 1% of their sales to grassroots environmental nonprofits to support nature preservation and restoration. Putting values into action doesn't require millions of dollars. During a heat wave in the summer of 2021, Patina Brewing, a local craft brewery in Port Coquitlam, Canada, filled its core value, community, with life. Unlike many homes and apartments, their pub was lucky to have air conditioning. Outside of business hours, the brewery didn't serve drinks or food, but opened its doors for people to have a cool place to work. Besides values, behavioral guidelines are also a part of principles. Behavioral guidelines outline the desired comportment of everyone in an organization. For example, they capture how teams should collaborate, or how leaders should treat associates and other stakeholder groups. Mission is what an organization aims to do, and for whom. Function. It defines an organization's field of activity or business. Characteristics. No frills. Let's talk about the third element of identity, a mission. It should be a plain explanation of what an organization does and for whom, a simple phrase everyone can understand. A great example is the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. Our mission is to protect defenseless marine wildlife and end the destruction of habitat in the world's oceans. Plain and simple. One of the best statements I have come across describes the mission of the voluntary fire brigades in Germany. They use just four verbs: save, extinguish, rescue, protect. People, animals, and material assets, in this order. I have difficulty imagining a more precise explanation of what they do and for whom. Vision can best be defined as an organization's desired state sometime in the future. Function. It paints a picture that engages and motivates people. Characteristics. It addresses the hearts and minds of key stakeholder groups. The fourth element of identity is vision. According to researchers Soksan Kantabutra and Gail Avery, some commonly shared characteristics of powerful visions are conciseness, clarity, future orientation, stability, challenge, abstractness, and desirability or ability to inspire. The challenge is to formulate a vision that contains both the details of an organization's picture of the future and is still memorable. The vision of Wikipedia is short, memorable, precise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?